Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, September 6th, summer officially over. Labor Day is now behind us. I feel like Labor Day keeps getting pushed further and further back into September. Remember the days when it was like late August? Now it's early September. I mean, I feel like who can we blame for this? Is this like a climate change deal? Because the weather out here in Southern California is brutal, like oppressively hot. So bad that you just don't want to really be outside. And we live kind of close to the beach, and I just don't want to be outside. It's brutal. And you know what that means. Football's here. September, heat waves. Keep an eye on Miami, the state of Florida. Now, obviously, I haven't discussed much of the college football happenings from over the weekend. USF let me down badly. I thought the heat would help them. There was multiple delays in that game. I guess there was lightning, a storm, pushed back like 3 hours. Whatever edge USF thought they might have had on BYU, that went out the window and they got curb stomped. But just keep an eye on the weather in Miami. I have been checking for Dolphins-Patriots. Should be interesting. We'll do a lot of NFL. Actually, we have two gambling guests lined up this week. Some of you are so sharp. You listened to, I don't know, Thursday's podcast, and you were able to guess the guest that we're going to have because he's very popular in these waters. To preview Friday's NFL games. We'll have some picks before that. I'll go through some later in the pod. Just some typical house cleaning to do here on a Tuesday after a long weekend. First of all, congrats to Clemson and my guy, DJ. I'm going to not try to say his last name. Ugulele? That's not even close. But it's weird. I am officially rooting for the guy. I'm rooting for the kid. Because for whatever reason, he didn't play well last year. Undeniable. He was bad. A lot of people said, oh, he's not going to win the starting job. He's garbage. He's trash. And it's weird in college football how quickly people turn on the starting quarterback. Especially when you got a five-star waiting in the wings. and it was like two drives in, we're ready to crush DJ. You see people on social media irrationally losing their heads because they couldn't produce in the first few drives against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech was plucky, and the Clemson O-line stunk, and I know you don't really care about that game. Had a buddy texting me, tell me you bet the under when it was 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. I was like, I didn't touch this game. I looked at Clemson, took a little nibble on the spread. I think they were favored by, I think I got 19.5 or 20. Whatever. You know, it's just these are action plays, some of them. You know, I'm not putting $500 on Clemson, Georgia Tech. I'm sorry. it's not happening for me. But I think, you know, I'm rooting for DJ just because everybody else is so down on him, you know? It's weird. We love to build people up and then tear them down. This guy, remember he filled in for Trevor Lawrence against Notre Dame, threw like 5 touchdowns, was amazing. Everybody's like, he's got next. He had like a few bad games last year. It snowballed. And next thing you know, it's like, oh, let's bench him for the 5-star kid, Cade Klubnik, or however you say his name. He came in for some mop-up duty at the end. And Clemson fans were going crazy. And great. They're rooting for the guy. Great. I'm happy for DJ. He made some really nice throws in the second half. And Clemson was able to pull away. But enough on Clemson, Georgia Tech. One topic I have not really talked about on the podcast is this recent move to Cowherd Show. And a lot of people have asked. Obviously, I can't really, while that stuff's going on, negotiations, contract stuff, I couldn't really talk about it, you know? It's just like, just avoid it. I had some reporters reaching out. I'm not going to say anything, you know? There's just no win for me there, you know? So, anyways, it's been in the works for a while. I've known Cowherd for a long time. I believe it was 2016. Yeah, 2016 when I moved to LA to do a show with Cowherd and this other guy. And it went great for a year. And then, you know, listen, Cowherd's got his own show. So he starts backing off this show, obviously. And I'm left working with, you know, someone a little bit crazy. I'm not trying to bash the guy here. The guy's a nightmare. And he's no longer in sports. I mean, he whatever. And it sucked. You know, I was on the show. And then after 2 years, I wasn't. And then I was kind of like filling in on all the shows. And I've basically been on every single show on the network, kind of waiting for the right spot. And, you know, Heard wanted to make a move and slide me in there. And we'll see what happens next. It's pretty fun. I know Cowherd. We like NFL. We like gambling. I think there'll be a lot of fun talks on the show about sports and NFL, gambling, college football. And he's a good guy. Should be fun. We'll see. The beauty of it is, not only do I get like my practice for the show by recording this podcast either late at night or early in the morning, but I also get guests throughout the week. So I am fully talked. I mean, you could get me 30 minutes to an hour on this podcast, Cowherd Show for 3 hours. I'll be doing gambling shows, I think, later in the season once baseball's done for Fox. So I will be kind of sort of everywhere, and it's fun. I like it. Sports are fun. Let's enjoy them.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, now let's get to some actual topics. I didn't know which I should start with. The college football playoff, which we glossed over on the Matthew Berry Fantasy Podcast from Saturday. If you guys missed that one, because it came out Saturday and we've never had a podcast come out Saturday. Definitely check that out. It helped me, a couple of my friends unintentionally who listened to it and thanked me, and I'm in leagues with. And the college football playoff expanding to 12, looking like it's going to be 2024. I mean, that's just such a huge win. And these old fuddy-duddies get so worked up about it. I don't know if you guys saw the comments. Mike Gundy, the guy with the mullet at Oklahoma State, I believe he's most famous for "I'm a man, I'm 40 or whatever. And it's just like, he's basically saying, hey, if you look at the end of the season for like the last 10 years, look at the teams outside the top four. They don't belong in a playoff. And I'm like, says who? You? And this idea in college football that teams don't get better or they can't get better. They're not allowed to get better. Because guess what? You lose early, it's pretty much over unless your name is Alabama, Ohio State, or Georgia, or one of those type powers. Frankly, college football, I feel, has needed this change for a while. We've seen sagging attendance, and that's not me criticizing the attendance. The numbers are down across the board. There's nobody going to college football games. I know the stadiums are packed, but the ratings have been declining in addition to attendance. They're down big. The playoff ratings have been cratering. I mean, I don't know if they're circling the drain, but they are definitely on the downswing badly. And you know why? Because it's the same three or four teams every year. Oh, well, Clemson's going to get in. Oh, well, Alabama, Georgia. Why do I want to watch the same four teams from the same region play every single year? People are over it. And you need some new blood. And this idea that it would be bad to have a Utah, a USC, an Oregon, somebody from the west of the Mississippi in there, it's insane. We're going to get 12 teams in, guys. That's great. So the way they're framing it is six division winners, six at large. Sweet. You'll still get three, who knows, maybe four from the SEC. I don't know. And you know that Every conference is going to be represented. This enhances Notre Dame's chances of getting in. I think this is a win all around. Take a look at this season already. We are week zero, week one done. And you could make a case that Utah's season is 99% over. Just because they lost to Florida when their quarterback threw a pick in the end zone with, like, I don't know, 20 seconds left. That was brutal. I was watching it live. It hurt. Their season's pretty much over. Because even if they run the table, which is a big ask, schedule's not easy. I mean, they could do it. Even if they run the table, they still have the stench of a loss to what's probably a 3 or 4 loss Florida team. Three loss Oregon team. I'm sorry, 3 loss Florida team. They'll probably have 3 or maybe 4 losses. And guess what? Because the way college football is now, where you don't really want to play anybody, it behooves you to actually play people. You're looking at possibly undefeated teams. And again, this is way early. Clemson, I know they did not look good for a quarter, but listen, settle down. It's not like they shit the bed like NC State, who was awful against ECU and got lucky. So let's say Clemson runs the table. They're automatically getting in. Let's say Michigan or Ohio State run the table. One of those two is getting in. Let's say Alabama or Georgia run the table. One of those two getting in. And then you could just decide which of the other, Alabama or Georgia, is getting in. So that's 4 teams, and I'm not even counting one loss Michigan, that Utah would then have to leapfrog. So you don't control your own destiny, and you've got to hope for other teams to lose just to have a chance. Oh, and by the way, run the table. Oregon, they're toast. Season is over. Oh, hey, we could go to a Rose Bowl. Whoop-de-damn-do. You want to be in the playoff. Who cares about it? And I know the Rose Bowl, the pageantry, I get that. But ultimately, this toast-of-the-town nonsense that they tried to push forever and say, oh, you guys are celebrated, and we're going to give you a parade. And oh, by the way, hey, I'm an executive running this bowl. Can I have $600,000? And the players got nothing? That's a bygone era, folks. Thank goodness that crap is done. But I'm really happy that Oregon and Utah, in the 12-team playoff, they get another life. They get a stay of execution, as well they should. And this idea that, oh, the games just won't mean as much. Guys, take a deep breath and think about this. A, do not bring up college football. B, I'm sorry, do A, do not bring up college basketball. B, do not bring up the NBA. Those are non-starters. Compare apples to apples. College football's apple comparison is the NFL. They both play similar-ish amount of games. Okay? NFL expanded their playoff, adding another team. What did it do? It expanded the drama for at least 3 more teams in the NFC and AFC. So now you've got more teams hanging around for a shot at the playoffs longer. How soon we forget the Bengals were barely getting into the playoffs until the final couple weeks. Barely. They get in as wild card teams, get to the Super Bowl, come within, a couple minutes of winning the Super Bowl? Now, I'm not saying that automatically a Utah can pull that off or like a Wisconsin, not Wisconsin, obviously. Iowa, Iowa can't score any points. The potential for that to happen is there. Is it? Who knows? It might not happen for 5 years, 10 years, maybe never happens. But the mere idea that they get a seat at the table amongst the big boys is awesome. How anybody can argue against that is beyond me. I mean, hell, Mike Gundy should know Oklahoma State ain't sniffing the playoff until, of course, this 12-team expansion happens, right? Oklahoma State is absolutely not getting in because the Big 12 gets absolutely no respect, none. And now the Big 12 is in tatters, right? Oklahoma and Texas are leaving. There's just nothing going on there. And Gundy's upset. Well, you know what? Schedule better if you can. Win your games. And under the new format, you will have a shot at getting to the playoff. Why are you crying about this? Gundy is insufferable. One other college football note. And this is kind of off the beaten path. I don't think a lot of folks are going to be aware of this. So LSU-Florida State was a wild game on Sunday night. Crazy back-and-forth game, insane ending, just absurd stuff all around. So LSU loses, of course, on the blocked extra point. LSU, their quarterback, Jaden Daniels, he's not much of a quarterback. He's really a runner. He looks shifty, but passing is not really his thing. He's not a terrible passer. He would rather tuck and run than try to make plays with his arm. As such, the LSU receivers, who came in pretty heralded, were not happy. So what happened on Monday? Well, two of the LSU receivers, one a four-star kid, the other is the guy who dropped two punts in the game. Both of them scrubbed their Instagram. That's like the new, hey, I'm unhappy. I'm going to wipe my Instagram. Like, okay, I don't know. I don't think Kyler Murray gets credit for starting this, but remember, he did it rather famously within the last 6 months and got what he wanted. I don't know what exactly they're hoping to accomplish. Two wide receivers on an 0-1 LSU team. I don't know what the play is here. Clearly, they're not happy either with Jaden Daniels, Brian Kelly. I don't know. But Neighbors caught four passes for 34 yards. And this is why it's interesting. Boutte, I hope I'm saying his name right, is actually the more heralded player. And of course, as soon as he scrubs his IG, all these guys are like, oh, he's going to transfer. We can get him. We can get him. Like, settle down, guys. The kid Neighbors is the one who dropped two punts, but Brian Kelly had enough faith to keep him in late in the game. And on that final drive, where they should have tied the game, and the kid got his extra point blocked, the kid caught, I believe, two passes. So it's like, wait a minute. You drop two punts. You have a bad game. The coach has faith in you, leaves you in, and you're upset? Like, huh? What am I missing here? So these... And I could make this a larger rant about kids just being unhappy. You know, the transfer mentality. Well, I'm just going to leave. If I'm not getting what I want, if I get beat out for a job, if I'm not getting playing time, if I'm not getting touches, I'm out. I just think that vibe is way, way too prevalent right now in college sports. College basketball, it's a problem. And college football, clearly, it's an issue. And I don't know. Disappointing stuff from LSU.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we'll wrap up with an interesting story in the NFL. Now, it's not really clear to me if this was done as an opinion or if this is actual reporting. Here's former ESPN reporter Josina Anderson on the Lamar Jackson contract situation. Steve Bisciotti would never greenlight a Deshaun Watson-style fully guaranteed deal at all. Jackson has a strong argument for more. My understanding is an improved offer is out. So, is that an opinion that Bisciotti would never greenlight it, or is that reporting? Because, let's be real, folks. If this is reporting, holy hell, Deshaun Watson has started a problem in the NFL because it sounds like Lamar Jackson is out. If they're not paid, it's pretty clear Lamar wants the guaranteed deal that Deshaun Watson got from the desperate Browns. Well, the Ravens could say, we're not desperate. We won with Joe Flacco. We pivoted to Lamar Jackson, and we're winning again. Now, we haven't won a Super Bowl, but we're winning. That ain't the desperation that the Cleveland Browns have. And you start to wonder, well, shucks, what does Lamar Jackson have to do to get paid? Does he have to get to a Super Bowl this year? If they lose in the first round, does he suddenly ask for less? Does it not really matter? Because he's already proven that he's won an MVP. He's done more than Kyler Murray. I mean, hell, you could say he's accomplished almost to what Deshaun Watson did in Houston, no? I mean, you look at the comparisons, and it's like, okay, well, Watson never won an MVP, but Watson has gotten to many more playoff appearances. And it's like, I don't... Again, I've said this. I know this sounds like I'm sitting on the fence. I totally want Lamar Jackson to win this. I really want him to get a fully guaranteed deal. And it's funny, because Cowherd said something on the show yesterday. Where he's like, I don't like when we talk about how much money athletes are making. I'm like, great, fine, let's do it. I'm all in on that. Let's stay out of the pockets of athletes. When a deal's signed, wonderful. But let's not speculate on what this guy's worth. And I had a moment where I felt dumb because I kept saying, I would not pay Dak Prescott. I would not pay Dak Prescott. I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to. And then they did, as it happens. And you know what? Dak Prescott, I don't even believe is a top five contract in the NFL right now. And like, what was it? 2 years, maybe 3 years ago, he was the number one paid guy. And now all these guys have passed him, and more are going to pass him because that's what's happening in the NFL. That's the market for quarterbacks. There are 32 teams. There are not 32 starting quarterbacks. There just aren't. And so Lamar has that kind of leverage, and he could dare Baltimore and say, you know what? Good luck. Go find one. I'm out. You could franchise tag me. And then he gets a Kirk Cousins treatment. But ultimately, by that standard, you're looking at three more seasons of Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. This one, and then the franchise tag back-to-back. Folks, 17 times 3. Like, I was really good at math once. And you carry the one. 51 game. 51 more regular season games than Lamar Jackson. Is he going to get through that unscathed? So if I'm the Ravens, yeah. Again, put yourself in Lamar's shoes. You want as much as you can get. If Deshaun got fully guaranteed, why shouldn't I? I get that. Now put yourself in the Ravens' shoes. Well, we kind of control him. We don't need to pay him. We can tag him. He's not going to like it. We could tag him again, and then he's going to want to leave. Like, do we want to have that relationship with our quarterback? It's a real tough situation. Now, the other thing is you could look and say, well, huh, I'm looking around at Justin Herbert. Whatever we give Lamar, Justin Herbert's getting more money. Right? As of right now, it's only two seasons in. Justin Herbert will get more money. Tua, jury's very, very much still out on Tua. But you look at Herbert and you're saying, well, that guy's getting all the money. Right? But as whatever Lamar gets, Herbert's going to pass him. And so it's like, who really cares what we give Lamar? Some other quarterback is going to come and get more money than him. The next young guy, whoever's got next, Trevor Lawrence had one season, didn't look great. Joe Burrow. Let's take Joe Burrow. How much money are you going to give him? He's going to get more money than Lamar. So even if you pay Lamar, if you're the Ravens, what he wants, guess who's next? Joe Burrow. And who's after that? Justin Herbert. And on down the line, like, I don't think Mac Jones is going to get it. Trey Lance is way, way too early. But, like, these guys are going to get paid big time. Major. So in 3 years, if you get, let's say you give Lamar the Deshaun Watson contract right now. I know the other owners are going to be pissed off because there's now a new precedent. But all of a sudden, in 3 years, do you look bad if you're the Baltimore Ravens when Herbert's getting more, Joe Burrow's getting more, Patrick Mahomes' contract, it gets inflated because it's only going up. Dak's balloon payments start next year and the year after. So Dallas is really toast. I hate to say that, Cowboys fans. But you just look around the league and these young guys, they're going to get big money. Now, it's too early on a guy like Justin Fields. My guy, Zach Wilson, I shouldn't even mention because I'm sure you're laughing at this point. But again, quarterback salaries just keep going up. Can they keep going up in perpetuity? Until the league starts cratering, and I don't see that in the near future? Yeah, I could see that happening. So, Baltimore can either win now and lose amongst owner friends or lose now and probably lose their quarterback. Like, if you don't pay him, he's going to be pissed. That's just the way things go. He's going to be pissed. He's going to be like Kirk Cousins in Washington and just go to the highest bidder the second he hits the market. But like I said, Baltimore's got three more years of that. We'll see what happens. So NFL just 3 days away. Let me give you, I laid down a couple more bets, and it's real tough, guys. Ahead of week one, it's real tough to hold off from firing. There are so many good teaser legs in week one. Let me just, real quick. Okay, so how do you like this seven-point teaser? Denver, on the road in Seattle, just has to win. Denver just has to beat Seattle. Bengals at home. We'll see if TJ Watt plays. Trubisky, the starter. Cincinnati just has to win. 7-point teaser. San Francisco at the Bears. San Francisco just has to win. And finally, the Colts against the Texans. Now, there are some scary Colts numbers in season openers under Reich. The Colts. There's been some major, major, can I say bed shitting? I just said bed shitting. Under Reich, that scares me in a divisional matchup. Divisional dogs, week one, we'll have the numbers for you later in the week. This one's the riskiest of the four. But the Colts just have to win by two against the Texans. 7-point teaser. So Broncos, Bengals, Niners, Colts. Who loses that teaser? Who blows that up? Is it the Colts? By the way, my son had the first pick in one of his fantasy drafts and grabbed Jonathan Taylor and all these other, some of the kids were jealous. And then he was like, wait a minute, I got to wait 20, because it's a 12-team league. I got to wait 21 picks for my next guy? I was like, Bryce, Jonathan Taylor is probably going to rush for a 175 against the Texans in the opener. And he faces, according to one of these things I read, the weakest slate of opposing defenses in the NFL, run defenses. So there's a chance, I'll say outside chance, he hits 2,000 yards a season. Obviously, health is a factor. My son had McCaffrey last year, was flying high after like 4 weeks. I think he was 3-1. McCaffrey goes down, toast. Season ruined. So Texans do scare me a little. I like Matt Ryan. I've drafted Michael Pittman in a couple fantasy leagues. I like the Colts. And again, do I like them at 8? Hell no. Do I like them at -1 in a teaser? Sure. I mean, is Davis Mills going to light the world on fire? Please, God, no. Davis Mills and the Texans just killed me against the Chargers last year. If you remember, I was in a survivor pool. I think it paid $84,000. And I think that was the number. I don't exactly remember. I was like one of 8 or 9 finalists, I think. And I had the Chargers. I had like saved the Chargers for the spot. And they just went on the road, did not show up. It was disappointing. So those are that's a 4-team teaser. I feels like a lock. I'm on the Bills Rams over 52. That is tomorrow night. That has since moved to 53. And I'm the other total I'm on, I'm looking at Patriots Dolphins, which I alluded to at the beginning. I think the Dolphins put it on them. I can see this being like a 37-14 type game. I'm drinking a little bit of the Tuanon Kool-Aid. Not a lot, a little. And those are just a couple of wagers to look at for week 1. Gosh, I'm excited. All right, guys, that's it for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.